Scripture indicates that there is great continuity between the Old Testament assembly of God's people and the New Testament church. But what practical difference does this continuity make? Why is it helpful to consider the church's Old Testament background?
The Old Testament background of the church is essential because the whole concept of God's called out people comes from the Old Testament. It's fascinating that the church fathers never seriously considered the idea that somehow the Christian church is separate from its Old Testament roots. When the saintly Marcion proposed that the Old Testament be discarded, it did not take the church very long to declare him a heretic. Fundamentally, I think the point is summed up in Paul's frequent description of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. He is indeed Yahweh. And of course, that gets masked in English when we say Jesus is Lord. Well, to the Jew, they understood what that was saying. Jesus is Yahweh. So who is this God who comes in the form of a baby? He is incredibly the Old Testament Yahweh. He is the one who comes to satisfy in himself his own justice. If we don't know the Old Testament as a church, we are going to miss God's transcendence. We're going to miss his justice. We're going to miss his holiness. And we're going to reduce God to a little useful God who exists for us. So it's absolutely essential that the New Testament church be founded upon the truths of the Old Testament.
To try to be a Christian and to understand what it means to be the church without the Old Testament is to try to enter the story at a decisive turning point and act as if nothing had come before. But actually, you can't understand the New Covenant without reference to the Old. You can't understand what it means for Jesus to be the Messiah until you understand Israel's longing for the promised Son of David who would come to be Israel's king. We can't understand the fulfillment of prophecy in the New Testament. Matthew repeatedly says these things happened in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Well, if we don't know the Old Testament, we can't possibly understand what is being fulfilled here before our eyes. You know, the New Testament tells us, for instance, in the prologue of the Gospel of John, that Jesus is the divine Logos through whom the worlds were created. But it doesn't give us a sequence of creation. It doesn't tell us the things we need to know, even that come before the Gospel. And it doesn't tell us something else that is just really, really important, essential to the gospel. It's impossible to understand the gospel of Christ without Genesis 3, without understanding human fallenness, sinfulness, and the consequences of human sin. Without that, we can't possibly understand what it meant for Jesus to come and save sinners. The Old Testament is absolutely necessary, not just so that we can know who our ancestors are, but so that we can know who we are.